Hello, I'm Alex Allen, and I'm the Senior Consultant in Public Practice at iMultiply. Today, I'm with Athol Duncan, who is Executive Director at ICAS. Hello, Athol. You have a very interesting and diverse CV. Can you tell us a bit about your background and career history?
Well, I have probably quite an unusual career history. I trained as a journalist. I went to work at the BBC for about 20 years. As part of that, ended up leading news teams that covered a lot of the big stories in Scotland over the 80s. And then I left the BBC and I went into a corporate affairs change management role with Scottish Water. Spent a lot of time there as we were transforming that business. And then actually returned to the BBC as head of news and current affairs, so running the news and current affairs division for the BBC in Scotland on radio and television and online. And then about 6 years ago, I had an epiphany and I left the BBC and I went into the world of professional services and joined as executive director at ICAS.
Why did you choose to join ICAS, and can you give us an overview of what that role entails?
Well, quite a lot of what I had been doing in my career at the BBC and Scottish Water was I'd really become a change leader. So I was into how we would transform organisations. I obviously was quite involved in how you moved that organisations towards the new digital world. And effectively, what I thought was that professional bodies like ICAS and other perhaps trade bodies, I think what they need is people who have a combination of change management and vision and leadership, but also have good communication skills in terms of communicating not just with the membership, but representing the profession to government and to other stakeholders. So I thought it was a bit of a good match of change and communications and having the skills that could bring energy to the challenges that professional bodies in accountancy are facing.
Right, okay, okay. And on a sort of day-to-day basis, what does your role entail then?
Well, it's very broad ranging. The most important bit is working with the membership, serving the membership, representing the membership to government and to regulators, and also running a lot of the communications functions in the organisation, the marketing, the digital transformation of the organisation, and generally working with my colleagues on how we can move a very prestigious body like ICAS, which has an incredible heritage over the past 164 years, how you can move that from the past into being an incredibly successful or increasingly successful organisation in the future.
You've been with ICAS since 2011. What changes have you seen in the accountancy profession in that time, and what part has ICAS played in those changes?
Well, we really, when I joined the organisation, there were three big objectives. The first was to move from being just a Scottish organisation to being a global organisation, because we've got 21,000 members and half of them are in Scotland, but half of them are in the rest of the UK and in 100 countries around the world. So we really need to change the organisation to reflect the membership and become a UK and global body rather than just a Scottish body. Second one was about moving from being just about accountants in practice to being about business leaders. Because in those 21,000 members, only about 25% of them work in public practice. 75% of them are in business as CFOs, chief executives, chairs, non-executive directors. And the third big change that we've been working on is how you move a professional body like ICAS from the analog world into the digital world. And the project that is at the forefront of what we're doing at ICAS, we call Virtual ICAS, and it's how you create a professional body on your iPhone and in your pocket, which is easily accessible to people, whatever part of the profession they're in and wherever they are in the world.
As you touched there, the strategy for ICAS in the recent couple of years has been focused on those three themes, global, diversity and virtual. What progress has there been in those three areas?
Well, if you look at take the global one first, we've created communities in probably about 25 different centres around the world where we have activities for our membership. We bring our membership together as communities We offer events for them. We offer mentoring for them. We offer professional development for them. We offer digital communications for them. And we encourage them to play an even greater role in the business community, whether that is in Hong Kong or it's in New York or it's in the more glamorous locations of the Caribbean, such as the Cayman Islands. Mm,
very interesting stuff. In what areas do you consider ICAST then to be thought leaders in the modern world?
Well, our thought leadership really is the thought leadership of business leaders. So when we have big issues like Brexit, we want to bring our own perspective to that. We survey our members quarterly on the big issues. We survey them on what their confidence is in the business climate around about Brexit. And then we also look to work with regulators and government on the big issues in the profession. So that may be, for instance, for tax professionals, it might be the Making Tax Digital program with HMRC. It may be on audit quality. It may be on the changing face of audit and a whole range of other business issues which are important to our leaders right across different sectors in industry. So we take our lead from our members. What are the issues that they think are important to them? And we reflect that to government and to regulators and to the wider world, but always acting in the public interest.
At present, as a recruiter, we can see that the demand for qualified accountants outstrips supply. Is there anything ICAST can do or is doing to address that shortfall?
Well, ICAST would love to train more and more accountants. So we take our cue really from the firms, because the firms are the people who employ these young men and women onto training contracts, and then they ask ICAST to be the trainer of their new young professionals. So we would love to train more and more young accountants. So my message to the firms out there is get in touch with us and we'll train more young men and women for you. But it's interesting you say that there's a great demand at the moment, because the big debate in the profession is, you know, what will be an accountant in 10 years' time? What will that look like? But also there's a big debate about what number of chartered accountants may be trained by the Big Four firms and by the Group A firms in the future, because artificial intelligence and automation will change the audit profession, and Making Tax Digital, we believe, will change things for, because it's not really Making Tax Digital, it's Making Accounts Digital, and that will change things massively for the Group A firms, the mid-tier firms, and for the small practices around the UK.
There is perception now that the CA qualification, the ICAST run qualification, is now a business qualification as opposed to being a pure accountancy qualification. How has the CA qualification changed in recent years?
Well, I think some people would argue that it's always been a business qualification, but we certainly market it and push it much more as a business qualification these days. I mean, what we're trying to do is we're trying to train the business leaders of the future. And we want them to have a training that is grounded in the basics of audit and tax, but will also give them skills, analytical skills, professional skepticism, which will allow them to take their careers wherever they want their careers to go, whether that's in the tech sector, whether it's into retail or oil and gas, or whether it's into various geographies around the world. And those 21,000 members that we have, we see increasingly more of them are in the centres of the capital markets around the world. So members in Hong Kong, members in New York. A lot of our younger members are choosing at the moment to go to Australia. Sydney and Melbourne are very popular destinations for them, and scattered around the Middle East. So if you get this qualification, we regard it as being the highest quality accountancy qualification that you can get. It is a passport to take your career wherever you want in the world and to whichever industry you want to take it.
What advice would you give to people starting out in their finance career, I suppose, other than do the ICAST qualification?
One of the bits of advice that I would give to people is, and it really goes right back to, we didn't talk at the start about ICAST, is actually the first professional body of accountants that was created anywhere in the world. It goes way back to 1854. on the eve of the charge of the Light Brigade that 60 Edinburgh businessmen went to Queen Victoria and said, we believe that we should create a professional body to bring accountants together and to raise standards in the profession. So it goes way back to then. And the motto of ICAS is Quaere Verum, which means seek the truth. So my advice to any young accountants heading off into the world is that the ICAS qualification is about seeking the truth in whichever business that you're in. And a pillar of that is the high ethical standards that you will expect to uphold and the high ethical leadership that you will bring to whichever business, whichever industry that you're in.
Okay, all the way back to the Crimean War then.
All the way back to the Crimean War and Queen Victoria.
Indeed. You do a lot of travelling in your current role. Where are the places that have been most interesting to you in a business sense?
Well, I think probably, outside the city of London, the two most vibrant business centres that I work in are New York and Hong Kong. And we have very successful and very vibrant ICAS communities in both of those centres. So they're great cities to work in because they have huge energy about them. They have huge entrepreneurial and enterprising spirit to them. And they are, as I say, outside the city of London, they are the two other great centres of the capital market. So great places to work and great cities outside work.
Athol, thanks so much for being with us today at iMultiply. I really appreciate you taking the time out to answer our questions. I think that's been quite an illuminating wee chat we've had. But thank you very much.
Not at all. It's a pleasure.